The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that this stone become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. As we begin our Lenten journey on this, the first Sunday of Lent, before I get going, I want to ask all of you for your prayers for the repose of a soul, of a priest, a mentor, a spiritual father of mine, Father Joe Bro. He passed away last week. His funeral was this afternoon. And he meant a tremendous amount to me as I was growing up at STM. He was always around. And through his good example and his mentorship of me personally and countless other priests, over the years has meant a tremendous amount to me personally. So I would very much appreciate it if all of you could keep him in your prayers today and throughout the rest of the week. His name's Father Joe Bro. Died this past week after being a priest for about 50 years. Okay? Deal? Deal. Thank you. But as we begin, though, as I said, on this, the first Sunday of Lent, we have our Lord go out into the desert, as he does every year at the beginning of Lent. And so I want this homily, it's going to be very simple, to be very simple. And it's going to revolve around this one central question. Am I holier today at the beginning of this Lent than I was at the beginning of last Lent? In other words, have I progressed in holiness significantly or at least measurably over the last 365 days or so last year? Or have we kind of just been kind of, you know, keeping same old, kind of staying the same? Or, God forbid, we're getting worse. In other words, are you more like Jesus today than you were a year ago? This time that we have together in Lent is a specific time of intense prayer, fasting, almsgiving, all these things the church gives to us so that we can spend it intensely focusing on becoming holier, by becoming more like our Lord, by becoming more intentionally Christian and heroically Catholic. So where are you? Do you feel like you are more charitable, more generous, more kind, merciful? Are you more patient? Do you gossip less? Are you more pure with yourself and your husband and your wife? Where are you? Our Lord today goes out into the desert to be tempted, and he eats nothing. And he goes out there not because he wanted to show off or anything, but because he wanted to show us the way. He wanted to show us what can happen if we self-deny ourselves and cling to God alone. We can overcome any temptation. A practical tip to help you with this, of growing holier this Lent. Read the scriptures this Lent often. Read the scriptures every day. Be like our Lord. Follow his example, who knew the scriptures intimately. Right? When the devil came with him with these temptations, how did our Lord fight it? With scripture. He fought it with the word of God. He knew it. He probably memorized the Old Testament. He most certainly had memorized the Psalms and the first five books of the Old Testament for sure. Our Lord knew the word of God so intimately that whenever a temptation came his way, he was able to call on the power of the scriptures to fight it, to remember where he was, who he was, and what life is all about. That could be yours as well. But do you know where your Bible is right now? Right now, do you know where it is? Like if I had to ask you, where in your house is your Bible? Where is it? And maybe even better, when's the last time you opened it? Now maybe you read the scriptures on your phone, that's cool too. But when's the last time you really spent a significant amount of time reading the scriptures? Today our Lord is showing us an example. Another thing that our parish here at Our Lady of Prompt Succor provides for us is access to a wonderful website called formed.org, and in it, it has a treasure trove of scriptural helps to help us dive into the Word more deeply and to understand it more fully. And in particular, it has a wonderful series called Opening the Word, and which explores the upcoming Sunday readings in about 5 to 10 minutes. And it's led usually by a very faithful scripture scholar, either a priest or a professor of scripture studies. Maybe sign up on form.org and use the code on the back of the bulletin. It's free for you. Use it. However you do it, though, however you choose this Lent to grow in holiness, the key is to roll up our sleeves and get busy. Our Lord expects us to grow in holiness. He wants this Lent to be a time of self-denial so that we can grow and be more like him. Today at this Mass, as our Lord is made present in the Eucharist and as we receive in Holy Communion, the choice will be ours. Do we want to just kind of stay the same and run the risk of getting worse? Or do we want to resolve to do the hard work of denying ourselves so that we can get better, so that we become more like our Lord? Today at this Mass, let us make that resolution so that this Lent might be a holy Lent indeed. And then next year at this time, we can look back and say in our hearts and truly mean it, that I have grown measurably in holiness. I am holier because I'm more like our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.